I promise to use Facebook more. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I promised to use Facebook more. This morning, as I opened my iPhone, up popped several requests for me to answer notes in Facebook. And I went to Facebook to find out what they were. And one was from my beloved friend, Christina Meyer. And Christine Meyer wrote just a couple of simple words: "You are wonderful." Now, who could ever receive a message like that and not feel just 12 feet tall? And then, just before that message, I noticed that there was another message, and it was about liking yourself. And it was a little YouTube that I put onto Facebook about liking yourself and how important it is to really like yourself. Well, now, Christine heard that, apparently, and it touched a happy bone in her body, and she responded to me about that. And then, as I flicked back and forth a little bit to see what else is there, I see that my grandson, Paul, that he had contacted me several times and said everything is going along with him and he's got some wonderful news to tell me. And, of course, I do await the news, and one day maybe it will come. But the thing is, he did contact me, and along with it was his picture. And he looks just like a fantastic young fellow. I promise to use Facebook more. I promise to open it at least every morning and see what the beautiful comments are from so many people. I can flick back through yesterday's on the Facebook, and I can see the messages that were left there for me from many different people. Lots of people I don't even know, and lots of people I know very well. And the people that I know very well, I certainly will get to, and I'll get to that right away, because I find that is very wonderful, that people I know contact me. But people I don't know, I'm not sure just what to do about it. Are they just saying they want to be a friend because they want to have friends? They want to have numbers? Or do they know me from somewhere? Do they know me from Facebook? Do they know me from the University of Healing? Do they know me as the dean? Have they heard me give lectures around the world on philosophy? And have they enjoyed those lectures, and now first they're having an opportunity to fire back a few comments? You know how it is when you give lectures to groups of people. You're not always familiar with all the people in the group. Sometimes there's quite a number, and many times there's many new people, people that you've never seen before, people that you never heard of before, and people that you never hear of again until something comes up in Facebook and they say, "Hi, I remember you from wherever." And they remember the talks that we've had. They remember the sharing that we've done. They remember the things that we said and the things that we believed about ourselves. How wonderful it is that we are able to share like this. How wonderful it is that we are able to give our heart and our thought and our mind and our world. And that we're able to tell everybody just how wonderful it is to be who we are. Well, tell yourself how wonderful you are. For you never tell yourself enough. I tell myself every morning as I wake up, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." And as I say that, I just feel so tingling and so good all over. And I sit up in bed and I say, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." And Rex doesn't even hear me speaking these words to myself. He just comes over and he looks up at me and smiles and he says, "You're right. I like you too." And he snuggles me and loves me and makes me feel wonderful. Well, now, how many people could you and I make feel wonderful by our contacting them for one way or another? It's not just a matter of contacting people to contact people. It's contacting people who have touched our life in some way. Contacting people who have made us feel that we are just a little better, a little more wonderful than we had thought about. As we begin to share our love, as we begin to reach out and touch someone, we start with ourselves. Always. Always I start with myself. Always I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. When I contact my grandson Paul, before I talk to him, I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Before I contact Faith, my wife, I say to her, myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. Before I contact my son, Mark, I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Before I contact the girls on the campus here, for whatever reason, I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And it just sort of rubs off, like with Rex, who comes up to me and snuggles me when he hears from my heart what I'm saying. Just imagine all the world hearing from your heart what you are saying. Just imagine all the world hearing from your heart what you are thinking, what you are dreaming, what you are imagining. Just imagine all the world doing that. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something utterly fantastic? Oh, yes. I just looked out the window here, and I looked out my garden window. I have a little garden window that hangs outside of my hermitage here. And in the window, I have a lot of plants. Well, right above my little watering can that I have was a triangular thing. And I looked at the triangular thing, and I tried to imagine what that is. What can be in that location? It's not inside. It must be outside. Well, what's hanging outside there? I can't think of anything outside. And then all of a sudden, I remembered it rained the past several days very hard, and my carpets got all wet outside the house. And Ellen took the carpets and put them in the sun. And I took them and put them up on a chair so that they would dry even better. And the tip of one of the carpets is standing up there in the window as a beautiful diamond shining in at me saying, good morning, Herb. I like you. I like you. I like you. And I say, well, good morning, Mr. Carpet. How wonderful to be liked by a carpet. I never dreamed a carpet would like me back. How wonderful. And now, as I'm looking out the window, it's 7:15 in the morning, and the sun is just peeking over the top of the mountain, and it is illumining the edge of the carpet, making it look truly like a diamond. And also in the window I have a holder that holds a large candle, and the candle is completely illuminated by the sun. Inside the candle, outside the candle, inside the glass enclosure, the metal that stands around it. I look at my garden window, and the sun is little by little twinkling up in through the leaves of my plants there, and coming up more and more and brightening them and sparkling them and saying, good morning, good morning. And then I look at the window, and next to it is a mirror hung in a space between the window and the door. And that mirror, my sister Marie sent me that. She sent me that as just a gift. I'd been looking around for I like me on the mirror, and she found I love me on the mirror. And so she bought several of them and sent them to me. And I have one up at the monastery and one here at the Hermitage. And every time I look over it, I see I love me, I love me, I love me. And we have a dear friend, Heinz, in New Zealand, and he's just having all sorts of experiences that are just sort of tickling him very much. And we have this mirror in the house that says, I love me. And right in the middle of the mirror, we have a picture of Heinz hanging. So every time Ellen looks over and sees the mirror and sees I love me, there is Heinz, sparkling, shining, laughing, loving out at her and all the rest of the family. And I look at my room here, I look at my wonderful Hermitage, and it has my bed and my couch and my chairs and my little kitchenette and my closets and my bathroom and my computer and all the things that make for happy living for me. And I look around and I say, I like me, I like me. So I promise to use Facebook more, and I promise to use everything more. I promise that every time I lift up my eyes, I will see all of the beautiful things that will say to me, life is wonderful. I will see all of the beautiful things that I have made more rosy, more glorious, because I put them there, and they shine in the morning sun and say, Herb, I love you too. I'm so happy to be in your world. Your world is always filled with smiles. Your world is always filled with happiness. Your world is always filled with good. Thanks, Herb. It's an honor and a pleasure to be in your world. I say to myself, thanks, Herb. It's an honor and a pleasure to be in your world, my world, our world. And I plan to be here a long, wonderful time in a healthy, dynamic body, thinking beautiful, wonderful thoughts about all the people in my world, in my life, and all the people in the universe, because I'm their creator, and I love them, one and all, as I love you, one and all. Thanks for listening. It's a privilege and an honor to have you hear my voice, hear my bubbling heart thinking about you. I love you. I love you. I love you.